The takeaway now on the uncertain future in higher education, the growth of social networking, cloud content, the migration of traditional learning materials into digital form, has all suggested that higher education, a college degree, may eventually be as downloadable as a podcast, as portable as a tablet computer. A tsunami of disruptive change is headed to traditional higher education, and President Obama says it may be just in time.
In the coming decade, 60% of new jobs will require more than a high school diploma. Higher education is not a luxury. It's an economic imperative that every family in America should be able to afford.
And making higher education more accessible and affordable and global are perhaps just some of the motivations behind the Massachusetts Institute of Technology MITx program. It's an online learning platform that offers MIT classes for free. With us is MIT Provost Raphael Reif. Dr. Reif is leading MIT's online learning initiatives. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks for being here. How much of this is trying to stay ahead of enormous changes that must be afoot in higher education, which has been brick and mortar driven, campus driven, associated with particular locales, and is suddenly migrating into places like the cloud?
Well, that's the biggest driving force. I think all of us will agree that higher education in 20 years will not look exactly the way it is today. And this is our contribution to experiment with one approach in which higher education may be moving into.
And from a student perspective, if you're a high school student or if you're someone who maybe has not completed a college degree, how can you access MITx to help you increase your learning and possibly even get college credit?
Well, excellent question. Let me just start. With your introduction, I'm painting the future. I do think that higher education will change significantly. But I think that the college model of the residential campus will be here for a very long time and still is the very best way to get an education. Specifically to your question, we just at midnight Monday at 12:01, we opened registration for the very first course we're doing on MITx. It's a prototype course. So students, high school kids, learners of any age will be able to register for this particular course anytime now, and we'll be expanding what we're going to be offering in the next few semesters.
And that's for free?
That is for free.
And how many people can be in such a class? I mean, I would think it would be unlimited.
So far, it looks like it's becoming unlimited. I think the last time I checked on this course yesterday afternoon, after about 48 hours of the registration online, we had over 40,000 registrations.
40,000. So look, these kinds of transformations in higher education are changing the notion of class size. You can't even talk about class size when you have 40,000 people registered for a class and the technology enables you to teach it effectively.
That is correct. I think the only issue is the definition of a class. What is a class? I think one secret of success of the residential campus model is interaction. We have a community of students and educators who are spending time together every day. The question is not so much how do you teach a class of 40,000, it's how do you reproduce or try to reproduce or replicate or provide some community of learners so they can interact with each other. And that is really the most important component. So that's part of what we're trying to offer. It's not so much that we offer the material online for thousands of people to study from, but how do they interact with each other so they can learn from each other. That is the most important point.
Is that possibly the impetus for new kinds of MIT jobs where you would create satellite campuses or satellite offices where that interaction could take place with deputized MIT faculty who would be in places around the world? You've already seen in Qatar a university campus that has satellite campuses from American universities right there outside of Doha. I know MIT isn't a part of that, but that's really where things are headed.
Well, that's one approach. I think MIT so far has resisted the idea of creating campuses abroad and deputize and so forth. We haven't done that. Where all this will go is unclear. I mean, right now our model regarding campuses abroad or satellite campuses is just to help others to establish their own campus and help them put it together and assist them doing that. But this whole thing is a completely new way of thinking in that we want to do the very best job we can for the residential students we have on campus and use these tools to teach them in a better way and enrich their experience. But how do we enrich the experience of so many people all over the world? That is an evolving model.
Talking with Raphael Reif. Dr. Reif is MIT's Online Learning Initiative leader, part of the MITx program, which is a new online learning platform that offers MIT classes for free. It's my aspiration to get you in a little trouble now. Are faculty ready for this kind of thing? There is a famous conservatism within academia that I'm wondering is a stiff headwind for an innovator like yourself.
Well, I think that is the that is a perception, but the truth is that if you were to check on the MIT campus, and I encourage you to visit, as you intend to do, you will find that the faculty are embracing this change. They realize it's coming. But again, it's very important that I emphasize that you're embracing the change because it's coming, but also because it allows them to provide our students on campus an enriched experience. So they are embracing the change. Many of the students I've talked to are embracing this new approach. The trustees, which are typically very campus conservative, are embracing this change. So at least I can speak for the MIT campus. That perception is not accurate.
Is the model of a four-year degree shifting to 1- and 2-year degrees, to supplemental graduate degrees? Are there other kinds of products, to use that sort of prosaic term, that universities are going to have to come up with?
Well, things are changing, and will change very rapidly. I think that the four-year degree, the way we have it right now, is still going to be the most important degree for many years to come. But at the other extreme, I can see how not just students from other institutions, whether in America or anywhere in the world, may want to augment their education taking MITx courses. But at the other extreme, I can see how kids or learners may realize that by getting a certificate from something equivalent to MITx on 1 or 2 or 3 subjects may enrich them enough to be able to get a job. And that is one of the most important reasons people get an education. So at the other extreme, I can see that evolving. All this is moving very rapidly.
Right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to take a short break before we go. Other institutions that you think are good innovators here, a list, short list?
Oh, there is a number of institutions that we all know and that we didn't even know that are doing things like this. Since we made the announcement, we have gotten tremendous response from people and institutions all over the world saying, we're doing similar things. Can we do it together?
Right.
So this is exploding everywhere.
Raphael Reif is the provost at MIT. He's the leader of the institution's online learning initiatives. We'll come back and talk about how students are thinking about all of this in just a moment. And continuing now our discussion with MIT Provost Raphael Reif. Dr. Reif is leading MIT's online learning initiative, which you can actually go online and experience. It's called MITx, an online learning platform that offers MIT classes for free. Now, Dr. Reif, MIT has been a place for quite some time now where you go into a lecture or a classroom, even a seminar, and the students may be listening attentively to the professor, but there's also laptops there. And, you know, the idea that people are multitasking in an MIT classroom may be counterintuitive at some other institutions, not so at MIT. I'm wondering how much the MIT student is driving this revolution in how, where, and when to get education.
Well, they are driving it. All these ideas really came to us a few years ago. I think it was like 5-6 years ago, in talking to students and learning and realizing that they are very busy every day doing very productive things. And they are inspired to do one thing or the other during the day at particular point in time, and they don't want to stop that inspiration of what you're doing just because they have a class at 2 p.m. or 11 a.m. So they basically are optimizing their time on campus and going to see the material they need to study when they are ready to study it. So they are more an on-demand kind of institution or generation or students today.
So 5 years ago, your students were telling you, why can't you podcast these damn scheduled classes? And indeed, that you had to respond.
Indeed, I have to respond, and we have to respond, and we are responding. And this is our contribution to try to adapt to the way they wish to learn, and they want to learn, and they are learning today.
How do you give the student the lab, the hands-on experience that, of course, is a feature of the MIT education, also a feature of other kinds of college degree programs? How do you deliver that with the kinds of technology?
Well, I mean, it can be delivered, and I'll answer that question. But I think the most important answer is the best way to do that is to come to a campus like MIT. I mean, there is no way to replicate that entirely. The best experience students get on mind and hands and hands-on education is on the campus. But we have this first prototype course has one online laboratory, which are simulations, and students can actually using the online tool. Pretend, believe they're in a laboratory and do some experiments and do it with others. But that's trying to replicate something to provide some sort of access to it if you are not really live doing it. But the best way to do it is live in person.
In the future, say 10 years, will the on-campus four-year experience at MIT be the minority sort of high, you know, a top grade product offered by MIT, and that most of the students will actually do something different than that?
I think that I can tell you, personally, I believe that at least for the next 20 years, I don't know that I can predict anything, and I don't even know that I can predict anything at all, but as far as I can tell, I think the college degree and the campus experience will be the top brand, the top product, so to speak, MIT can offer for the next 20 years easily. Beyond that, time will tell.
The wave is hitting the beach.
Correct.
Wouldn't you say? Dr. Raphael Reif is MIT's provost. He's leading the MIT Online Learning Initiative, called MITx. You can go to our website or the MIT website to get more information. Thanks so much.
Thanks to you. Thank you for having me.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.